Next case, please.
The next application is case 11,774. Saul Holdings Limited Partnership seeks a special use exception for an outdoor display or promotional activities. Sections 115-80A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest corner of Westway Drive and Coastal Highway. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 134, Map 17, Parcel 52.08. Specifically, they're asking for a special use exception for an outdoor display area for a farmer's market. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, 3 mail returns. Thank you.
Would you give us your full name and address, please?
Terry W. Bennett, 31442 Peach Street, Maine, Frankfort, Delaware.
Okay, do you swear or affirm that the information you're about to give be true and correct?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
My name is
Carrie Bennett of Bennett Orchards. I represent a group of local growers who have participated in the farmers market at Sea Colony every summer since 2011. Tonight, I am again requesting a special use exception for the continued operation of this market. When I appeared here 5 years ago, we were an unproven entity. That is not the case now. We have successfully conducted a producers-only farmers market for 5 summers, promoting only local fresh fruit, vegetables, flowers, and plants. The names of our farmers read like a list of old Delmarva families with names like McGee, Hudson, Wells, Wimbrough, and Bennett. We are proud to link these farmers to the appreciative customer base that is Sea Colony. I have submitted 4 letters. One from the owners of the property, Saul Centers Incorporated, one from the Sea Colony Recreation Association, another one from the Delaware Department of Agriculture, as well as a letter from one of the shopping center tenants. All of these letters attest to the market's success and popularity. The parking lot is filled every Wednesday morning from June through August during market season. We have an outstanding relationship with the owners who have allowed us to request 2 additional Wednesdays for a 12-week schedule. Saul Centers Incorporated owns 50 shopping centers, but this is the only one where they allow an event such as the farmers market. 5 years ago, I promised this board that this market would not become a food court or a flea market. The owners of the Marketplace Shopping Center have also asked us not to sell alcohol due to liability concerns. We have kept all of these promises. So now I am back to ask you not to give us a starting chance as you did 5 years ago, but to allow this top flight, highly profitable market to continue as the coastal Delaware showpiece that it has become. And basically, we have had 5 years without any complaints from any of the tenant storekeepers. They love the market. It fills their parking lot. Customers walk around and go to the stores with bags of corn and peaches in their hands. So it works for everybody. And the owners have been extremely helpful to us every summer. They like to have us there. And I think if you look at the letters, you'll see all that. So any questions?
We'll see. Mr. Rickard, we'll start with you. Do you have any questions, please?
All you have to do is a special use exception is will affect adversely.
Affect what adversely, did you say?
You've got a special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Oh, that's correct. Yes. We have a great relationship with Sea Colony as well. You know, the people of Sea Colony can see the farmers market from their units, and they patronize the farmers market, and we also get a lot of good feedback from their board and from the head of the Recreation Association. We do demos at Sea Colony from the farmers market. It's just a win-win, basically, and I think if you ask anyone, you would find that out.
Yeah, you do come well recommended, just so you
know. Good.
So you've done a good job there in the 5 years.
Yes, it's been a great market, mostly local growers, 12 vendors. We're very careful to follow all the rules because we want them to keep asking us back. It's a great venue. The farmers love it, too, because it's a group of pedestrians and bicyclists and, you know, not just cars. Everybody just sort of descends on the market, especially early in the morning.
I have not heard any negative about the traffic jams or anything like that down there. You got that pretty much under control.
And they have ample parking. I mean, they have a big parking lot, and it just works. Yeah, people come early. They line up, you know, for peaches or corn or whatever, melons.
So you're not going to change any of your hours? You're not going to change anything at all that you...
Well, just one thing. Oh. The company is going to allow us two more Wednesdays instead of just 10 Wednesdays, as we have done. Instead of being open just every Wednesday for 10 weeks, they have allowed us to be open every Wednesday for 12 weeks.
Picking up two extra meetings.
They've given us two extra Wednesdays, which helps the farmers, you know.
Sure.
So, and I'm feeling like if they had any problem with us whatsoever, they wouldn't be granting us two more weeks, you know. And so, and the storekeepers are, they're great. They love the market, too. It's just kind of a happening, you know, for those 12 Wednesdays now.
That's good.
No other questions?
No questions.
Mr. Watson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
You going to have local peaches this year?
Pardon me?
You going to have local peaches this year?
I knew someone was going to ask that question. I don't know whether we'll have any peaches at all, but we don't sell anything there that we don't grow. But what we will have blueberries, a full blueberry season, and my youngest son has decided to grow small specialty crop melons for the markets this summer. So the land that we had that was already irrigated now has plastic over it with melons growing. That's kind of hard to keep the dogs off the plastic. That's the only thing. They jump around and make holes in it, so we have to repair it. But he's trying to adapt, you know. It's farming.
Even the melons have been difficult in the last couple of weeks, haven't it?
Yes. It's been a rough spring for farmers. We're not sure what's going to happen. Season might be delayed. I don't know.
Well, you're asking for a period, another five-year period. Is that correct?
5 years, yes. The special use, yes.
Okay.
No other questions.
All right. Hearing no other questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has explained that the use has not, in the past, substantially affected adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. We heard no testimony to the contrary, and I make a motion that we approve case number 11,774 for a period of 5 years.
Do I have a second?
And for the additional 2 weeks.
5 years and additional 2 weeks. Okay, do I have a second to that motion? You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by, excuse me, Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,774 for a period of 5 years and the additional 2 weeks. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Record?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I'm Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,774 is approved.
Thank you very much. Come visit the farmer's market. You're all invited. Wednesdays, 12 Wednesdays from June 15th through August 31st. We'll be there. With blueberries or melons or who knows what.
Any discounts for seniors?
Well, you don't even look old enough to need a discount to me, so I don't think we'll do that.
Shoo. We'll put a pin on him. Thank you, ma'am. Next case, please.